All right, how's that?
You're loud and clear. It's just the internet speed. It's like there's lag, so I don't know.
Oh,
It's very
gotcha.
choppy.
I might not be anything I can do about that one.
Yeah, that's strange. I'm sure it's not something you usually have an issue with, but it's like really, I don't know, the signal's weak or something right now for whatever reason. Am I clear?
Yeah, you sound fine to me.
Okay. Yeah, you're coming in a little better now, so we can give it a shot and hopefully it records clear on your side.
Yeah, it should be all right.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, thanks for doing that. Now, I guess you can edit it all later and stuff, or are we
I
already
really
started?
don't
I'm
edit
not
it.
sure.
I just kind
Okay.
of upload it raw.
All right, great, great. Well, thank you for having me,
Yeah,
and
thanks for coming.
yeah, this will be great. So, we've kind of seen each other around, I guess, a little bit in different
Yeah,
circles and on.
it's pretty small world still.
Very
There's a ton of
much
people in
so,
the
yeah.
NFT space, but it's still a pretty small world, you know?
Definitely.
Like I'm in
Have
the Old Club
you?
Collective, and I don't remember who the fuck it was. Maybe it was you that I saw. I was like, hey, you've probably seen me around.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The Open Web Collective.
Yeah,
That's a
that
really
was you. I
cool.
was gonna say, I just saw somebody the other day and like was like, hey, you've probably seen me around at some point. I'm kind of like, my fingers are in
Right.
all the pies.
Yes, and I've been to your website many times, and I think it was originally recommended to me by my colleague by Coder Dan. So he'd mentioned you quite a few times, and I was just like, when I saw you in the Open Web Collective, I was like, oh, okay, that's awesome. So good chance to catch up.
Yeah, I've been in there for a minute. And I haven't been doing the weekly updates because it's like, I don't know what to tell you, lady. Like, I can't do much else. Till I, like, go back to work
Absolutely.
and have some money or I figure out some funding. Like, because that's what I'm in this accelerator program for, was to get some funding because I don't have any money. Like, till I
Oh
get
man,
past the
so
money
true.
bit, like, I can't hire a developer to fucking customized OpenSea's SDK to fucking rebrand it, because like, that's all open source. So I'm just gonna use their fucking programming for the marketplace, and then fucking I want to set it up so like the smart contracts like implement like 15% resale royalties for creators.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I know it takes money to get all these things done, and I feel like there's a lot of energy in the space, and everybody's working hard. And same thing with BullionX. I've had to self-fund most of the development of it. We had a small grant in the very beginning stage for the first smart contract, which was, you know, one of the more expensive parts. But since then, it's hard work right now. And with the lockdown and all these things, it's like the whole world's upside down right now.
Right, like I'm not working, and like I was working basically when I wanted to, where I wanted to for the past year before the lockdown. So like I didn't have any reported income for the past year, so I can't get unemployment. I haven't done my taxes
Yeah.
because I wasn't technically required to because I didn't have any reported income. So they're like, yeah, we don't know about whether you're getting that stimulus or not. Like, okay,
Oh
IRS,
no.
thanks. You let me know.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about par for the course, unfortunately, with that kind of thing. Oh man.
Yeah.
So it's just,
It's rough. I
but
mean,
the
I'm used to
space
it, you know what I
seems.
mean? Like, I'm content to not have money. I never do. But, like, now it's like, alright, I got the fucking. The shit's built out. But now I need, like, a smart contract engineer and a developer. And, like, nobody wants to do it
Yep.
pro bono.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the hardest part. And so it's like you're halfway there, it sounds like, or you have a very
It's there.
the
Like,
gut.
it's all like fucking a lot of it's pretty much set up. Like the website's built, you know what I mean? I gotta optimize it, I guess. There's a fucking couple things I've seen that are fucky, and like I gotta set it up to fucking optimize for mobile, cause fucking oh god, I hadn't even thought of that till now. It's a mess on the phone. You try and go on it on your phone, it's just a disaster. I need to fix it.
Oh yeah, the phones are a whole nother thing. It's something that we had to spend a lot of time on too, and it took a long time. It's still not quite right. Like even with Blinex, you can like view your NFT in a display case, and on the computer we were going along, and the lighting, it's like we had to learn how to do the 3D display cases on top of doing all the Ethereum and smart contracts, and there was like so many different things to learn.
Yeah,
And
there's
when we took it,
tons
yeah,
to
and when we
try.
took it over to mobile, we were shocked that on mobile the lighting was totally different for some reason, which is like something we definitely didn't expect. And that took us another week to figure out. So it's like just these kind of things that you never know where the next surprise will be, and it always takes longer than you expect.
Yeah, I refuse to stress out about it, 'cause like pre-COVID, I spent like 6 months like studying, fucking building a business online, and like I was building a drop shipping store, and like I kept fucking running into bullshit with payment processing and whatnot, 'cause I'm a quote unquote high risk industry, 'cause I was it was an adult toy store, for lack of a
Nice.
better term, and banks don't want to deal with that.
Right.
That's actually what like led me into crypto. It was like, okay, well I'll just fucking take Bitcoin. Then I don't gotta deal with the banks.
Right. Right. Oh, that
And
makes
then
perfect
like,
sense.
then
So
fucking real, they're like, people are dying in China. It's like, well, that's where all my suppliers are. So let's just not import things from China right now. So I just stopped.
oh, yeah.
And well, I'm gonna fucking focus on doing my art. And then I had the website, like my web hosting and the fucking domains and shit are paid for till like December or some shit. So I said, well, I might as well utilize it. And it was just gonna be
Yeah.
like a crypto art gallery and like my portfolio. Well, I was gonna like set up like every week I was gonna feature somebody and shit. And then like people were like, you should set up like a whole minting platform. And I was like, I could do that. Like there's a forum board for like social media. There's a built-in token exchange through a CoinSwitch partnership I set up. I have a
Okay.
minting. I gotta integrate it still, but I got partnered up with Wire to for a fiat on-ramp.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's
Yeah,
a bunch
wire's
of cool
good.
shit that I'm gonna do with it. I mean, fucking super rare, known origin. None of them have fucking any kind of gamification, which I'm planning on adding. They don't have any type of social networking and fucking shit. Like, and they're, in my opinion, elitist and built for profit.
Right. Well, the profit would still be there because people want those features, right? And so
Right, like those features are gonna be free. Like the way I'm gonna bring in money is like there's gonna be minimum sales fees. Like it's not gonna be 15 to 18% of the sales when people are making thousands of dollars. Like that's outrageous.
right.
So like when I
Yeah,
start
I'd
doing
love to
like,
see more so,
I mean the affiliate program
like
for like Trezor and Ledger and like a bunch of other shit that's like relevant to the crypto ecosystem. So I can just like throw up little ads that I'm not doing Google ads, I'm not doing Facebook Pixel. Like it's gonna be like fully fucking off the grid, like privacy respecting, none of the bullshit.
That's so important. We don't use any of the Google Analytics on Bullionex. We're really proud of that. Like I just refuse to use any of that. So we just use something called Simple Analytics, and it is. It's just very simple, and it doesn't do any of the tracking or privacy invasive type of stuff. So it's definitely the way to go if you can. I recently saw something on Twitter and where they shared a list. It was kind of a shame list of all these like very popular crypto projects, and they all have Google Analytics. And it's just
Yeah.
like, oh no.
Yeah, it's kind of
They're
disappointing.
all, yeah,
I
some of my
like,
favorite projects are there.
yeah, and like it bugs me too when like all these fucking like conferences and like virtual meetups and shit are all like, here's the Zoom link. I'm like, can we not use Zoom? Like, have you not seen the articles about there's 500,000 Zoom accounts for sale on the dark web because they don't respect their own privacy policy? Like, can we just use anything else possibly?
Yeah. Like anything else. I know they have the.
Everybody's using Zoom still. I'm sorry. Well, fuck it. Hey. Nobody
I
else gives a
think it's
shit
those
anymore.
backgrounds. People love the Zoom backgrounds. That's the problem. But
Because
yeah,
that
so.
Zoom's easy.
Yep, that's what's come. You know, one I really like is called, and maybe you've tried it, but it's called Whereby. I haven't heard anything really good or bad. So it seems like it's more of a early stage startup type, but I like it because it's talk about easy. It's like a you get a chat room assigned to your account. So it's like whereby.com/whatever. And you can just send people there anytime. And like if you're in the room at the same time, then you're talking. So it's like a really easy video chat with no download.
Yeah,
So I like to use that sometimes.
been trying to like, well, for a while I was trying to get people to use Riot IM, which is like, it's all self-hosted, like you basically have your own little Riot server, and it's totally decentralized, and they don't have anything to fucking do with it at that point.
Oh, cool. No, I haven't heard of that one. What'd you say it was, Riot?
Riot.im.
Cool. Okay.
It's kind of like, it's not quite as simple as Zoom, but I mean, it takes 2 minutes to figure it out, you know what I mean? Well, I don't want to make a new
Yeah.
account, and I already got the Zoom link set up. Whatever, I'll fucking use Zoom then. I don't have a webcam anyway, so I don't give a shit. They ain't seeing what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's why I asked you. I was like, oh man, am I gonna have to get like a camera hooked up? Because I don't have any cameras around me right now.
Nah.
I like it that way.
I like my anonymity.
Absolutely. Privacy is like it's a right, and it definitely isn't respected though. Maybe it's gonna, I don't know. I think the pendulum is gonna kind of swing, and crypto is a big part of that. So I think that's why, guys like us, we really enjoy crypto, and not just crypto, but VPNs and anything else that can help kind of maintain some sense of personal integrity, I guess, like
Right.
online integrity. It's important.
Yeah, I was in this. I've been in an Ethereum chat room on Kick. It's just a chat app, and I've been in there for like ever. And like, I'll go in and be like, "Yo, you guys seen this like new NFT project or whatever?" And they're talking about like market signals and shit. I'm like, "Oh yeah, y'all are trying to like make money. Like that's your interest in crypto." And I'm like, "I just want to like decentralize all the things."
Yeah, I love that. The meme, decentralize all the things. That's it. And I totally know what you mean. Like, there's so many like Discord channels and different places to do outreach and people that you'd think would be like-minded. You're like, oh man, there's like 10,000 people in this group, and they'd like to chat about, metaverses or NFTs or something like that, even DeFi. But usually it's just trading
No,
signals.
it's
It's just some
just sitting
TA.
at the exchange all day, like, oh, this is pumping, really, just day trading. Like, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
not trying to like make money right now. I am trying to make money right now, but like that's to pay my bills and hire a developer. But I'm not trying to fucking get rich off trading crypto. Like, I'm interested in
Yeah, and
if
I
we can build a better internet and therefore a better future for like in more generations and shit. And then I'll worry about how I can make money off it.
Exactly. That's the long term. And plus, I think I tried that short term thing at there's no guarantees. I'd probably lose it faster than I'd gain it trying to day trade. I
Right.
would not be very good at it. So yeah, we got to keep pushing. I think NFTs though are on the way to like more mainstream. I mean, some of the things you were mentioning, and some of the things we're trying to do with Bullionex, and some of the things we see every day coming out. It's like every few days there's a new NFT project, and they're all trying to do different things. So I think at some point we'll see some kind of viral effect, and I mean, it can only be a good thing if we get more like digital ownership, and it's definitely going to open up
Right.
some new opportunities.
Tokenize all the things too.
Yes, decentralize them and tokenize them.
I have a like, I don't know if you saw the Erbit OS, or I think the OS is Hoon maybe. I don't know. It's like The Urbit ID is an NFT, but like it's your entire computational network and self-hosted cloud server contained in 30 line, like fucking like one line of code essentially.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like they
I've
say
only
in the explainer video, they say it's 30,000 lines of code, but it can be simplified into, they call it NOC, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
I don't know,
writing
I'm
all this
code
down.
illiterate, so I don't
Right.
understand any of it.
That's
But
cool.
yeah, Urbit is what it's called. Like they're still fairly cheap, and like it's a whole built from the ground up operating system to be a fully decentralized peer-to-peer internet.
That's super cool. I think I've definitely heard the name, but I didn't have this clear idea of, what they were up to or what they really offered. So
Yeah, I was supposed to be at
definitely be checking out Urbit.
Hoon School the past few weeks, and like I just got way too deep in the rabbit hole and totally forgot. And until I realized that it was a few weeks in, and I was like, oh, I'll just catch it the next time around.
Yeah, there's always another time. Means you were really into whatever, that rabbit hole was. And it must have been worth it.
I'm always in the
So.
rabbit holes. Like I come across the most obscure shit. Like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, especially now. Especially now. We all got some time. So it's good that we try to make the most of it. Like when. So BullionX launched, I guess, a month and a half ago. And, that was when things really started shutting down. So. In the lead up to it. And I guess it gave me a good opportunity. I was like, I'm stuck at home anyway. Like, I can do 120, 130, 150% BullionX for this launch. So, kind of, lemonade out of lemons type of thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've probably never shown anybody any of my like digital art before, because I'm like, this is shitty. You know what I mean? Like people out there are way more talented than me. But then like, I think scent was what like convinced me to start doing it. Really, like actually putting time and effort into it, because like people are super supportive. It's like, oh, it doesn't suck. I'm like, it fucking sucks. Might get better.
Right.
But that's
Well, what is it I forget who said it originally, but I totally buy into the idea of as a developer or putting out really anything, but especially software, then you should be embarrassed by your first release, right? And then you look back like at the alpha and you're like, all right, we put that out, but we just kept iterating. We just kept making changes. And it's not like if you wait forever for it to be perfect, it'll never get released.
right, like
So,
the goose nest
I think there's.
has been redesigned like 3 times already, just because like I can't do much else without a developer right now. It's pretty much just
Right.
me.
So,
There's a couple people that
then
were
you.
like, yeah, I'll come help out, and like they just don't do anything, which I can't bitch. I'm not. So
Right.
I just don't complain if they don't
But.
do anything.
Yeah, and using your time to do those like different iterations of the website, that's good too though, because you're saying, okay, we built this thing and then we looked at it and you start to realize what's missing or what could be done better, and then you do it again and it just gets better and better. So by the time you're ready for that next phase and the developer's there with you, then your front end will be even more ready.
Right. I think the front end's looking pretty fucking sexy. I'm actually thinking of I think I have different background pages for every single page of the website, and that's just like random stock pictures at this point. But I'm thinking about like every week or something like that, letting different people do a design or put up their art on the background pages, because it doesn't take me but a minute to change it.
That'd be really cool. And I like that idea of, things always changing. So people, the worst thing is if they go back to a website after a few days and it looks exactly the same as when they left it last time. So it's good if there's like some dynamic, some, different things changing, different art being featured. That definitely helps.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I can't stand the I mean, it's less in the crypto space because we're all so goddamn deep in the rabbit hole anyway. But across the rest of the normal internet, every website is basically the same damn style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all really boring, right?
And it's like, oh, this is dumb. Why are you all the same? But maybe that's because I grew up with MySpace, and I was a little 12-year-old HTML coder. I was like, I'm gonna make my website
Yeah.
look cool, not just white or dark mode. I got badass pictures. It could look interesting.
Right. That's I think my first was GeoCities, right? Remember that one? I think right around the MySpace time. And yeah, you could play around with a little HTML, and it was like they didn't all look cookie cutter. And one nice program is Figma. I spent a lot of time basically drawing up what I wanted the website to look like, what I want BullionX to look like. And we did not use any of the cookie cutter frames that you can. I think that's why most of them do it, right? They can just download a template, and so 9 out of 10 people do that. But we also were like, no, we're gonna just design it ourselves in Figma and stick to that. I'm really glad we did, because I feel like we do have a little bit less of that cookie cutter type of feeling. Everything's custom, and then you know it's yours.
I saw the Goose Nest this too. Right now I'm built on Wix because I had it paid for up until December. So I may as well fucking use it. I paid $500 for it.
Oh,
Whatever
yeah.
the hell it was. Yeah, web hosting and payment processing and shit. And then that was for when I was trying to build the drop shipping store. And they're like, yeah, you're a high risk industry. You can't use Wix payments to process your sales. And so, okay, well, glad I just spent 2 weeks building this website. Let me
Yeah,
try
that's.
something else. And Wix is weird. Their programming is different on the back end, and shit doesn't integrate easily with it.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things about Wix. I've never really gotten to dive in too
I mean,
much with it,
from a
but
visual standpoint, as a creative person, I love it. I've built some shops on Shopify and shit, and it's like, all right, here's these 8 blocks, and you can decide what's in them and what content that block contains, or whatever the hell the term for it is. And it's
right.
whereas on Wix, it's like, oh, you want to move that forum post an inch up and half an inch to the right, and have it off center compared to that one. You go right ahead, buddy. It's complete. It's basically just a sandbox really, and they have a bunch of pre-made apps that you can add in, and it's pretty cool. But
That sounds much
same
better.
time, it's like, all right, but now I gotta I can't even just tie in an API because their whole it's Corvid or some shit. But I mean, apparently Corvid's a pretty advanced app building, a web app building platform, but I can barely hello world, so I'm code
Wow.
illiterate. I've tried to learn, and it's I can't sit here and read it. It's like, okay, I can sort of read these directions, and at some point I'm just gonna stop, because I'd rather just watch a video where they tell me how to do it, and I don't have to read all of it. And then 10 minutes into the video, I'm like, I got no idea what you're even fucking talking about, dude. I give up.
Yeah, it's really tough. I've tried to learn a few times myself, but I'm no coder. I'm at best a designer, but I can't do any of the coding myself. I mean, anything important. Anything
Yeah,
beyond my
I can edit
HTML,
widgets. Yeah, I can fuck with the HTML a little bit. But
it's like,
like
oh, you
starting to
want
get
bold or
into
italic?
JavaScript and CSS and shit like that, nope. Somebody else do
That's
that
where
one.
you. Yeah, definitely. So, hey, are you going to the do you do a lot of crypto voxels? I assume like you spend a lot of
I
time there.
haven't been doing a lot of crypto voxels because I assumed it was my computer is a piece of garbage that I was having 4 frames a second in CryptoVoxels. Turns out it was just Edge doesn't like it. I'm on Brave and no problems. So
Okay.
figure that. I've been at like all the conferences this past couple weeks and shit. Like there's, what was it? It was first it was Virtual Blockchain Week, and then there's Ready Layer 1, and then Ethereal and Consensus Distributed is going on now, I think. I think it's still going a couple more days.
It's pretty cool. There's been so many. I made it to Ready Layer 1 that I thought that was okay. I didn't, I made like a couple talks. I
Yeah,
can't
I was
like,
supposed to have a
you have
workshop at
to.
Ready Layer 1, and then I didn't get the email in time. Because I have too many email
Shit.
addresses to keep track of. And I was like, hey, is it too late to schedule my time slot? And they're like, yeah, it is. Okay. I thought maybe because I saw the whole agenda was up. So I figured I'd ask, though. I wanted to talk about NFTs and tokenizing all the things.
That would have been something they I noticed wasn't included and should have been. That would have been really good.
Yeah, there's a little bit of talk about it. Like it was mentioned a couple times, but there wasn't like nobody had a whole like, hey, let me take my hour to be like, this is how we can turn all the stuff into digital stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like proper dedicated talk would have been nice.
That was the plan, but
The consensus one was kind of cool how it went. Like, I mean, it was a lot of content. I think it's still going on today. You're right.
yeah, I
It's
think it's
still
still
going.
going next day or two. I've not
Yeah.
really been at Consensus. I got burned out on the conferences.
Yeah.
Cause it
But I was gonna say the Crypto Voxels ones. We do little meetups for BullionX once in a while. We've done a few. We did one on the launch day, and then we did one when we launched a new design 2 weeks ago. So if you ever want to come by, we got a cool little spot. Wizard X, that designer, he did an amazing job because I kind of just like coding. I can't do much with Minecraft type blocks, and so we had a place, but it was pretty rough. And he came through and like turned it into a real place with like a giant gold vault and
That's
display
awesome.
cases for the NFTs. It was
I've done
he
some
took it to
pretty
another level.
badass builds in Minecraft. I could probably do it in Crypto Voxels, but I don't have a parcel, so. I'm hoping once the goose nest like takes off after there's the minting platform and people get to come see it and I shill it more and they're like, oh wait, this is like way better than Super Rare Known Origin. And I don't gotta wait 2 weeks to get told no? This is great.
Yeah, that whole open source idea. Imagine.
So I'm hoping like that like once it's all like it's going, well, A, pretty soon I'll be back to work and then like I'll just buy a parcel off somebody at some point. But I'm hoping maybe they'll be like, hey, I like NFTs. Let me donate you this parcel I own that I don't use because I'm just collecting shit for money's sake. Whale Shark has like 36 parcels or some shit like that. He's got like 128 sandbox lands.
That is, I know he has a ton of sandbox because you see his picture there. I don't know when sandbox is going to go live, but I did pick up one little parcel there, and I hope to build on it someday. I
Yeah,
love the
I've
idea
seen
of the
sandboxes for a
metaverses.
few months, and like they're trying to make it so you can just you have a parcel or you have the building engines, so you can build a game. Like that's what the
Yeah,
sandbox is meant to
it
be, I
seems
guess.
to be. I love the idea of, being able to take your ideas for games and stuff and actually have a platform to display them or to publish them. So that would be amazing. I really hope it does turn out to be that way. I haven't got any chance to use it yet, but it sure looks promising.
Yeah, I don't know when they're coming out. It's way down in my Discord list. I don't scroll down that far anymore.
I know there's so many servers. Oh my God.
I'm in enough. That's they cap you at 100. Sometimes I gotta leave one. Be like, all right, this one's old and I haven't been here in a while.
You gotta make choices. Tough choices. Like, oh, who do I cut? But yes, I imagine Sandbox will stay in the top 100, even if it's lower on the list. That's gonna be one
Oh yeah,
coming up.
Sandbox will stay in the 100. It's just pretty low down there. I haven't been down there in a while. Haven't scrolled that far.
this, yeah, and you know, after I think 20 minutes or yeah, later today, I'm gonna be at the WIP in the Crypto Voxels. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I've never. Yes. Yeah. Actually, like a half.
I just get to stand there with my four frames and hear about half of what's said. But apparently, it was just the browser. So.
Well, if you come out tonight, oh right, yeah, the browser. If you got the right browser now, then it's my first time attending one, but I get to introduce BullionX tonight and say a little bit about that. So I'm in the Singapore time zone, so it's like 3 a.m. for me. So it's like usually I'd love to attend, but I'm usually like, you know, for me I like gotta go to
right,
bed.
That's the tough part about like. Trying to like get people to work with me and shit, and I'm doing this podcast too. People are all over the goddamn world, and I'm like, can you do this time? Like that's like 7 a.m. for me, dude. Like I'm sleeping.
I'm exactly.
But I ain't gonna go out of my way to get out of bed early when I don't have to like do work. Like I'm staying in bed till like 10 or 11 a.m.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and I was like, I saw the. Yeah, when I saw the times you had available, I was like, hey, this works out pretty good because they're all in the middle of the night, but I got to stay up. Just make it an all-nighter for all crypto. It'll be a fun night. So it's an all crypto night for me.
Yeah, it's pretty much like every day for me. Just all day, all night, just crypto stuff. 40 browser tabs deep.
That's the way, man. 40 tabs deep. I love it. Well, I'm so glad we were able to touch, like to connect on this. And, you know, we should do this again, if whether it's for the podcast or projects we can collaborate on. And, you know, I definitely
yeah,
will be.
Yeah, I think a lot of us in this ecosystem feel that way. And like when I was trying to build the dropshipping business and shit, like I've told a few people now, like I'm not going to do the forced professionalism. Like, I don't care if
yes.
you're a CEO or a janitor. Like, we're all internet nerds with big fucking dreams, and I'm going to treat it like that. I did
that's,
the course
that's so cool.
6 months, every goddamn phone call, every person I talk to, like, I'm not doing it.
Good. Yeah, that's
internet nerds with big dreams. We're not like, oh, let me build this new profitable company and make millions of dollars. It's like, hey, let me do this. It's going to be really friggin' cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's the inspiration.
Out
that's
how to do this, and then how to build a business, because that's a whole process.
Absolutely. So no, I like the whole what's the right word, but just that kind of focus is like it's more on the building and the exploring, like what you can do with crypto and NFTs.
Right.
So we definitely all share that. So yeah, I'm one of my 40 tabs that will be open will be the will be yours, Bruce the Goose, and be watching to see how that goes and maybe piping in sometimes with some ideas and stuff.
I'm always
so
happy for feedback
be awesome.
And suggestions and shit. Like once it's like fleshed out and the minting platform and shit set up and I have the ether to throw at it, like it's gotten set up as a DAO. And like everybody that signs up as a creator is immediately getting governance tokens. Like, all right, cool. Now you get to have a voice. You get to have a say in things. I don't give a shit if you want to or not. you get just as much say as I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it.
Exactly. No, that's the way it's got to go. Is more
like
that decentralization.
I want to be like, hey y'all, how should we do this?
Exactly.
Is like why. Should anybody not be accepted onto like super rare known origin shit? Like, at the very least, you know, I have the website. Like, y'all can throw up your art, make a profile, throw up your links and shit. Like, you sign up, you're in. And there's no
maybe. I like it.
We'll let you in a couple weeks.
Yep, absolutely. So, well, let's keep in touch then, follow up on that. And I can't wait for the minting to go live and, that will be really, really cool.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. I have a
great.
I have a meeting coming up with MVP Workshop, who was saying like they have a monthly fee, but like if they help out startups and shit, so like if somebody's like not like, they'll also help find like funding and stuff, if like that's the the obstacle.
Yeah, absolutely. And
Another
yeah, there are a lot of accelerators and different opportunities out there. So,
Yeah, I gotta schedule a meeting with Solana, I think it is.
okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar.
The way they describe it is they're the blockchain built for the scalable internet. So like, Ethereum's not fast lately.
No, not lately. So,
And like pretty
yeah, by
much
the
every
time,
blockchain is being built like Ethereum parallel or Ethereum adjacent, you know what I mean? So be able to build on Solana, I think that'll be fine.
Well, great. Thank you for having me on, and let's see where things go, man. I'm very excited for the next 6 months even. There's going to be so
Yeah,
much that happens between now and then.
the past 3 months that I've been trying to do it, I've not had any income. And like in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna be back to working 60 hours a week, and I'm gonna have money in my pocket. So like the things I know I can do that I just can't pay for, it's gonna be like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. That's like the way it's got, you got everything lined up and then
So I've been
just all
on, I don't
systems
have any
go.
money, and now it's just gonna be like, I'm used to not having any money, so I'll just spend this money and have all this cool shit.
Right. Yeah, that's it. So cool. Well, best of luck on that. I know it's just a matter of time. It's
Yeah,
just a
it
matter
really
of
is.
everything clearing up. So,
Time and finding the pos hopefully finding funding. I think Super Rare and Known Origin like both raised like millions of dollars in like their initial seed rounds and shit. And that's like, this is our concept that we want to do. People are like, here's $1 million to do it. And I'm like, hey, I'm 90% done. I just need like a couple $100 to hire a developer.
right.
Don't give me millions of
Well,
dollars. I don't need it.
exactly. You'll build it anyway. So let's follow up, and thank you so much
Yeah,
again. And
definitely.
maybe I'll see you in the WIP meeting.
Yeah,
We'll see you there
hopefully
maybe.
I'll try to make it in.
Awesome. All right,
All
bro.
right, man.
We'll
Have a
see you
good one.
soon. Cheers. Thanks.
Peace.